Then calling together the 12 apostles, he gave them power and authority over all devils. In Father Eitenhower's new book entitled Demonic Abortion, he explains how the church militant must use that authority that she has received from Christ over the demons in order to put an end to the demonically inspired abortion industry. He says, quote, "No human being or group of humans on their own can commit such immense atrocities against the human race. There are about or between 50 and 55 million babies killed every year by abortion. Without a diabolical intelligence and malice giving it power. In the face of such spiritual evil, only a great spiritual good can overcome it." The summons by Father Eitenhower to the church militant to consecrate herself fully to the mission of finally putting an end to abortion refers to you and to me, since we are members of the church militant. So we should ask ourselves, what do I do as a member of the church militant in order to overcome the evil of abortion? Am I doing something about it? Now, because it is primarily a spiritual battle, we need to use primarily spiritual weapons: prayer and fasting. Prayer, there at the location of the abortion facility. Father Eitenhower recommends that priests privately pray the exorcism of Pope Leo XIII at the locations where abortions are performed. This prayer, which may be said privately by all priests, has as its scope to expel the devil's sway over a locality, as a building, a town, etc. He recommends that religious and laity pray the binding prayers outside while standing outside of abortion clinics. Do we know what binding prayers are? For example, "In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of abortion. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of greed, which fuels the abortion industry. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of deception, which promotes abortion," etc. And we should all say the prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel that we're all familiar with. Father Eitenhower doesn't hesitate to say that if the church employed all of her spiritual resources to end the culture of death, it would be accomplished overnight. So let's be sure that at least we do our part. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.